It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, Pluto got its close-up this week thanks to the New Horizons spacecraft. We'll hear about the new photos of everyone's favorite dwarf planet and what we can learn from them.
First, state lawmakers say they're close, maybe very close, to having a deal on the Bucks Arena in Milwaukee. After negotiating all day yesterday behind closed doors, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate said they were nearing an agreement to have the public help to finance that new arena. Talks resumed this morning.
The Milwaukee Bucks Arena has been a contentious issue since Governor Walker and a bipartisan group of state and local leaders announced a funding plan for building a new arena in Milwaukee earlier this summer. The Bucks Arena funding provision was originally part of the state budget, but lawmakers removed it because the legislature couldn't agree.
Patrick Marley is with us for details on the latest deal. He's the state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So this one's on the move through the day today, Patrick. What's the latest?
Well, it looks like we will have a vote here within the next hour or three. Senators from both sides have been negotiating all day yesterday, all day today. They say they have a framework of a deal. Chris Abley, the Milwaukee County Executive, doesn't like the changes they're making, but says it's still in that positive. So it looks like it's going to muster the votes to get through the Senate.
And this is negotiations between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans needed some Democratic votes assured before they could pass this thing. This is the first time Democrats really been at the table on this, right?
Yeah, this is one of the few areas in the last 4 years, really, that Democrats have had a significant say in negotiations on matters, and they've been complaining for some time that this is a rare instance where Democratic votes are needed to pass something, and they feel like they were brought to the table late. They got brought in on Tuesday, and they like the direction things are headed in.
So a big part of the controversy here seems to be a requirement that Milwaukee County turn over its debt collection program to the state. Why has that been a point of contention?
Well, so one key portion of this is that the county would have the state pick up its debt collection. These are people who haven't paid their property taxes or court fines and fees. The state is more effective at collecting that debt because it can have more powers to intercept wages and things like that. And so it would enhance the amount of money the county gets for its debt collection and use $4 million a year that to pay for the arena. Critics of that have said these are people who are in bad financial situations. They've questioned whether the state can gather as much as $4 million a year and have said the arena that's going to be, go to billionaire owners shouldn't be paid for on the back of people who are having financial difficulties. So Senator Chris Larson, a Democrat from Milwaukee, got that provision out. Now Chris Abley, the county executive and also a Democrat, is saying, well, wait a minute, now you've just created a $4 million hole in the county budget. We're protecting people who aren't paying their taxes at the expenses of people who are paying their taxes, and this is going to result in fewer services for the poor and bus route cuts, and that doesn't help anybody.
So does this new plan try to plug that hole that the Milwaukee County exec is pointing toward?
No, it just leaves it for Milwaukee County officials to figure out how to manage their own budget. It just says that they've got to put $4 million a year toward the arena. Abley says he doesn't like the change, but he still sees this as a net positive because he really wants to get the arena, and that he'll try to figure out how to fix that budget problem, including coming back to the legislature to get this authority to have the state take over its debt.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the breaking news on the Bucks Arena public funding deal moving its way maybe quickly, maybe this afternoon in part in the state legislature. Clock is ticking here, Patrick, and not just because the Bucks might move someday. There's a change in personnel in the Senate, I guess, that turned up the heat on this. What happened there?
Yeah, supporters feel that it is crucial to get this done in the Senate by Friday. On Friday, Senator Paul Farrow is also the Waukesha County executive. He's leaving the Senate to focus on that job full-time. There will be a special election on Tuesday. Almost surely, Representative Chris Kapinga will take that seat because the seat is so heavily Republican, and it appears he'll win. He has been very skeptical of the arena deal, while Farrow has been in favor of it. So when those two switch places, you go down a vote for the arena, or appear to go down. So they really feel like they have to make it happen here in the next 48 hours.
And the margin is tight enough that changing one vote could ruin the deal.
Yeah, I mean, for weeks they haven't been able to get to 17, which is the minimum you need for a majority in the Senate, and, you know, going down one does not help them.
And now that's the Senate side. Where is the Assembly on this? Have they been participating in these negotiations, or do they get the second round of votes if the Senate passes it?
So the Senate appears that it is looking like it's on track to pass. Then it will go over to the Assembly. There, the Republicans have a much bigger majority. It's 63 Republicans and 36 Democrats. However, there's a lot of Republican opposition in the Assembly, and the Republicans there have said they need as many as 15 Democratic votes. The conventional wisdom at the moment is that if this clears the Senate, it'll come over to the Assembly, but there will unlikely be further changes at that point. You know, it's a little hard to read as to what the level of support is there, but I would say that the backers of the arena feel pretty optimistic that if they get this through the Senate today or tomorrow, they've got the momentum to carry it through.
There is some strong Republican sentiment against this. Senator Steve Noss today had a press release saying it's blackmail, with the Bucks threatening to leave the area if they don't get this deal. Capitulation is the word he used to describe this deal if it gets approved. Is there going to be that kind of heated argument on the Assembly side, even if it does fall short?
It was pretty strongly worded from Senator Noss, though it's not unusual for him to put out strong statements. I think those opposed to this deal feel pretty strongly. We will hear some strong words on the floor. There's some of that sentiment from members of both parties. This isn't necessarily a partisan issue. However, I don't think we'll be on the floor terribly long once they get there. You know, I think some people explain why they think it's a good deal. A handful explain why they think it's a bad deal. They'll have their vote and get out of town.
Now, for Milwaukee, for people in that area, for economic development, is this something that the community there is watching really closely to know what they're going to get in the future, for better or worse?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have strong feelings on these kinds of issues. You know, Senator Noss has one point of view that some members of the public may have. Others see this as this huge asset, you know, and as a sort of key piece of development to a part of downtown that's really pretty vacant and has been for a long time. They're feeling like this is a central ingredient. You get that going, you spur all this ancillary development around it, and you can sort of revive that Park East Freeway part of the downtown Milwaukee, which has been suffering.
Any other major changes to this bill apart from the debt collection in Milwaukee County?
Well, we're still going through that. We just, minutes before you called, got the final language on this. There's some foreclosure language that the city is trying to address. It's unclear exactly what's happening there. There's some changes with ticket surcharges right now. If you buy tickets for a Bucks game, there's a $1.50 charge for tickets under $12 and a $2 charge above that. This would be $2 for all tickets. So there's some changes here and there in the bill.
And this was the last part of the budget, really. This got taken out of the overall state budget. Everything else is done. This is the last hurrah for the budget. Is this going to be a time now that we see a lot of new things coming up in the legislature when this is over and done with?
No, we should go into a period of quiet. Normally, they pass a state budget in June, and then they leave until the fall. This is this holdover issue that they're coming back to. I expect when the Senate and Assembly are done with it, if it passes, then they're gone until the school year begins again. If this should fall apart, I wouldn't be surprised if they come back in again and take another stab at it. But provided it gets done, then they go away for a couple months.
Well, Patrick, I'll let you get back to reading this draft legislation. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley, state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us to talk about the latest news on funding for a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks.